Michelle O'Roon. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the Land Grant Project. The date today is the 28th of September 2009 and the time is now 4:35 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from, please?
Sure. Kirsten Broom. I'm 34 and from San Diego, California.
How are you feeling?
Excited. A little bit overwhelmed. I think I have a pretty big support crew here, so I'm very excited.
When did you move over from the States to the UK?
Oh, I moved here about 3.5 years ago.
And what prompted you to move?
Oh, I met a British man in San Diego and I fell in love. And then the economy got really bad in the States and we made an executive decision to move here.
Can you tell me what you brought along with you today?
Yes, I've brought a very interesting sculpture. It's of a devil's claw seed pod. It's actually a very large seed pod in nature. They think it evolved to attach onto the fur of now extinct animals like woolly mammoth, so on and so forth. It's native to the Americas, to the US, I believe in the South. And it's just a very visually interesting seed pod that we hope will bring attention to the Millennium Seed Bank Project, which is run by the Royal Botanic Gardens, Kew. We are about ready to celebrate a milestone, which is conserving and banking 10% of the world's wild flowering plant species, which is really, really a great accomplishment. And then we're hoping to build on that and set another really ambitious 10-year goal, which is 25%.
How long have you been working at Kew?
Almost 6 months. Yeah, so not very long at all.
Can you tell me a bit more about how this sculpture came about and who's made it?
Oh, sure. The artist's name is Tony Gibbous, and he works with Kew and the Millennium Seed Bank on and off. He has a really good understanding of the importance of the work that's done by the Millennium Seed Bank, and I think you can really see that in his sculptures. They're very inspiring, impressive. They make you question, what is that? You know, what am I looking at, and why is that important? And I think that's really an important activity to do with the seed bank, is to get people asking those questions. You know, why do you have a seed bank? What are you doing? Why is this important? And there are just a range of answers to that, but I think the most pressing is that, you know, we are in a time of crisis. Global warming is a fact. We are losing plant species at an incredibly fast rate, and once a species is gone, it's gone forever. There are shocking facts like, I think it's 80% of the world's food comes from just 8 species of plant, so you can imagine losing one or two of those. But those aren't the at-risk plants. The at-risk plants are the wild flowering plants in nature, the ones in jungles, the ones in areas that are at risk for logging or other sort of activities that people do to survive. So the threats on the plants, you know, we can't try and solve the problem by telling people to stop doing these activities. What we need to do is educate people about what's going on, conserve the seed species, work with different areas to develop sustainable use of plants and plant regions. And I think part of my attraction to the Millennium Seed Bank is that there actually is a human face, and you can see what the result is of this work. It's not a doomsday vault. It's not purely, let's save seeds because we want to save this thing. It's, you know, plants are the basis of life. They provide food, oxygen, medicine. You know, pretty much everything you wear and everything that's around you comes in some way from plants. So, I guess, is that enough for you? Okay.
How did you first hear about the One Another project?
One of the great things about moving to London is the just scope of museums and activities, and I've always been really taken by Anthony Gormley's work. And so, you know, I tend to focus in on articles that might mention things that he's involved with. And I remember reading about the Fourth Plinth Project when you actually voted on the different artists, and I voted for Anthony Gormley. I did, because I selfishly wanted to have the chance to do it. I didn't think I'd ever be lucky enough to be selected, but I just thought it was a fabulous project. Or the Meerkats, but that was my second vote. So yeah, that's kind of how I heard about the project, was from the inception.
Did you think about doing something other than
I did, but I didn't quite have that sort of creative, like, this is exactly what I want to do. I knew I wanted to do something. And having recently joined Q, I'm in their fundraising department. I'm a major gifts fundraiser. So, you know, doing something that brings awareness of Q and the Millennium Seed Bank was an opportunity I couldn't pass up to promote it. And hopefully a couple new people will learn about what we do.
When did you find out that you had PS?
A month ago, 5 weeks ago. So, I mean, there was a pretty good lead time to it. Think that long, yeah.
And when was the sculpture made?
Oh, that was made separately for an exhibit we had at Q promoting the Millennium Seed Bank. So it was just very fortuitous that the exhibition came down, I think, last week. And so the sculpture was made available. And actually, Paul Smith, the head of the MSB, suggested using the sculpture. And we were able to make it happen.
How do you raise awareness of people and let people know about the MSB? Because
it's a pretty garden with trees and flowers and glass houses, which it is. I think that's part of our challenge, is getting more people to know about the work that's behind Q. I mean, there's 250 years of scientific discovery and research. There are over 8 million plant specimens in our herbarium, and that's where people actually go to get definitive identifications of new plant species. There's so much going on behind the scenes at Q. One thing that I really was interested in when I got to Q, it's something I didn't know about, is all the work that they do in how to actually germinate seeds and germinate them in different situations. And that's very important, because if you have certain food crops or you know, sustainable farming plants that you'd like people to use, that would be a benefit for people to use, if you can't get the seeds to germinate, it just doesn't happen. And Q's very open with this technology. They don't charge people to learn how you do it. When we discover something like how to germinate a seed that might be really challenging to germinate but produces a very beneficial plant, we share that information. They actually go out and train people how to do these things. Part of the Millennium Seed Bank project is teaching people in different areas. They're actually partnering with different locations in different countries and training them how to do seed collection. Each country that we partner with, or each area that we partner with, has a seed bank on site. So they keep a portion of the seeds, and then we keep a portion of the seeds safe at the Millennium Seed Bank. But outside of the UK, we don't actually own those seeds. Those still remain owned by the country of origin. So, yeah, it's a special project, and I think it has a huge effect on the health and well-being of people around the world.
Were you working in fundraising before you joined Q?
Yes, I was. I was with the NSPCC before Q, and before that I worked at a fairly small but really important helpline in the UK called Get Connected.
Moving away from work.
Sure.
How would you paint a thumbnail sketch of yourself as a person? How would you describe your personality?
I think I'm a fairly happy person. I'm definitely a talkative person. I am a little bit shy, so I think that this plinth project is challenging me a bit, but it's exciting, so I think maybe I like challenges. I've been a vegetarian for almost 19 years on just purely ethical reasons, but I have no problem with other people eating meat. I just think everyone should cut back just a bit. I love to travel. I have two enormous cats. I'm a fairly normal person who's, working with some extraordinary people.
Are you looking forward to going for the pencil?
Actually, I am, yeah.
Okay, we have to cut it short just because you are going to go up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So thank you very much indeed.
Thank
Is there anything else you would like to say?